I want to read first in Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, and verse 11. And it came to pass afterwards that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples and a great crowd went with him. And as he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and she a widow. And a very considerable crowd of the city was with her. And the Lord, seeing her, was moved with compassion for her, and said to her, "Weep not." Coming up, he touched the bier, and the bearer stopped. And he said, "Youth, I say to thee, wake up." And the dead sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. Now, in Isaiah 28, verse 5, in that day, Jehovah of hosts, in that day will Jehovah of hosts give her a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty unto the remnant of his people, and the spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and strength for them that turn the battle to the gate. Now in Psalm 87, for the sons of Korah, a psalm, a song. His foundation is in the mountain of holiness. Jehovah loveth the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. How will it mention of Rahab and Babylon among them that know me? Behold, Philistia, Tyre, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one was born there, was born in her, and the Most High himself shall establish her. Jehovah will count when he inscribeth the peoples. This man was born there, Selah. As well the singers as the dancers shall say, all my springs are indeed. And finally, Revelation 22. Revelation 22 in verse 14. Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, that they should win in by the gates into the city. Verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify these things to you in the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And he that will, let him take the water of life freely. I want to speak about gates. We had in the reading, Jesus suffered out the gate. Outside of an area that was connected with man and religion and all that happened. A place without the gate. And we are exhorted to go forth to him without the gate. So I thought that in Luke's Gospel, we have the Lord Jesus in his movement. Greatest person in the universe, moving towards that city. City of Nain, which means pleasant. Pleasant. You think the world's a pleasant place? What's happening in Palestine? Is God in it? He is not in it. He is allowing it. He is allowing it. It's man's will that's in it. And it reminds every one of us that our will has to be broken before we can do anything in service for the Lord Jesus. And I can assure you, it's not easily broken. We had a brother, an uncle of mine, who constantly used to remind us when we were younger, don't think, flee youthful lusts will leave you when you get older. The old men ever thought about that? That's one of the things that concerns the will of man. Now here was this sad procession. How Luke can put into words something that affects our souls. This man, a young man, be carried out of that pleasant city, dead. The only son of his mother, and she a widow. And it's happening in the world every day. Was the Lord there just by chance? When it was a question of the women of Samaria, he must needs go through Samaria. But was he there by chance? Was he ever there? Was he ever any place by chance? Never. Never. Great crowd following, sympathizers, feeling for that woman. No wonder. And there is sympathy in the world. Well, I think people are feeling what's happening in Israel and in Palestine. And well, they might. We can pray that God might restrain evil. That's all we can do. And we should do it. But here, at the gate of the city, he meets this position. Saw the whole position, knew the whole position, and knew that he and no one else could meet him. Stopped the bier, and the bearers stood still. Woman, why weepest thou? Think of the feelings. I understood the feelings of Christ more. Feelings of Christ. Youth, I say to thee, arise. Power on earth, not only to forgive sins, but to raise the dead. Marked out Son of God in power. As Romans presents it. By the Spirit of Holiness. The youth sat up. The youth sat up and spoke. And he gave him back. Salvation really came to that house. And that was the way salvation came in to the Gentiles. Thou shalt be saved from thy house. Well, I've read the next scripture because I believe that the Lord was really turning the battle to the gate at that point. So we go to Isaiah 28. In that day, O Jehovah of hosts, be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty. That's to the remnant of Israel. And this is yet to happen. But I can assure you, beloved brethren, that for us, in this day, that the Lord Jesus is a crown of glory and a diadem. He surely is. We see not all things put under him, but we see Jesus crowned with glory and honor. The public sight is yet to come, and the public sight is very near, I can assure you. Crown with glory and honor. Do we crown him thus? If the Lord tarry for tomorrow morning, we'll crown him thus. Now the scripture says, lift up your heads, ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and the King of glory will come in. What a day that is. What a service that is. What an occasion that is. Are we looking forward to it? Understand it was said about JBS that he couldn't take his breakfast for excitement of seeing the Lord. Haven't got round to that yet. Nevertheless, what an occasion that is. May our hearts rest in the light of it. Well, we have then on the Spirit, or for the Spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Now I want to turn aside just for a moment or two, because I believe all of us should be humbled at the amount of division that's been amongst the saints. Sitting in the gate is an administrative idea. And you look back, and the enemy of our souls has had a field day among the saints. And there doesn't seem to have been a person by to turn the battle to the gate. Getting together in love for one another. What brings about division? It brings about there's not love amongst the saints. And the Lord presses that in John's Gospel. Presses it. By this shall all men know that ye are disciples of mine if ye have love amongst yourselves. Now I say this feelingly, as being part of it. No ability to define things. No ability to speak to one another in a brotherly way. To turn the battle to the gate and bring in salvation. I can assure you, beloved brethren, as we all know, that God is not the author of division. We are reading about it like last night in Romans. to watch those who create divisions amongst you. Turn away from them. Are we going to say that we are right and everybody's wrong? We are all wrong. And the point is, they are our brethren. All of them, our brethren. And we're going to spend eternity with them. These things are real, beloved brethren. Let us see that there's love amongst the saints. Take Paul for a minute. He says, about the Corinthians, I love you the more, even if you love me less. What a spirit that was. It's a spirit that would heal among the brethren. And beloved brethren, we need to carry that spirit. A spirit of healing. The Lord himself is the great healer, the beloved physician. And let us be like that. And let us see that even in small localities, the Lord is able for all of us to by many, to save by many of our children. And smallness has been brought in order, I believe, that each one of us might be cast on the Lord more and more. And for strength, it's not in our own strength, for strength to him that sitteth in the gate. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to understand the glory of Christ at the present time. We are not awaiting for it to be seen by the remnant. We are knowing it now. And there may be an increase with us of the glory of Christ affecting us in our innermost being. What a glorious destiny is. Well, I come to Psalm 87. Sons of Korah. They have beautiful psalms. The sons of Korah. If you read about Korah's rebellion, and Moses said, if Jehovah create a new thing, well, he did create a new thing. In Korah's rebellion, and the others with him, the ground opened, and he went right into Christ's kingdom. You can tell me if that's not right. And you wouldn't know at that point that the sons of Korah were saved. But it tells us later, the sons of Korah died not. Beautiful. Why did they not die? Because sovereign mercy entered in, as it entered in with every one of us, or we wouldn't be here. Greatness of sovereign mercy entering into our lives, because there was nothing in me or in you that called it forth. It was purely the love of God and the mercy of God. Do we thank God for mercy? His foundation is in the mountain of his holiness. The note says, what he has founded. Then it says, Jehovah loveth the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob. Now he's not saying he doesn't love the habitations of Jacob, but he loves the gates of Zion more. Why does he love the gates of Zion more? Because the gates of Zion and the city that's built, Zion, there it is, built on the sovereign mercy of God, and a response to God every time for the glory of divine mercy. So he loves the gates, an administration of mercy coming in. Mercy comes in when it's not deserved. It's not deserved. Let us remember that. And Jehovah loveth the gates of Zion. It's a beautiful scripture. The gates of Zion. An administration of mercy, that's what it is. Can I bring it in? Do I realize mercy so much? And if I can meet anyone who may be slightly turning aside, can I bring in anything in myself in regard to the glory of the one who's met me and turn them back and look as they were turned back when Aaron spoke in the rebellion in the wilderness? It says they turned their back on Egypt and heard the speaking of Aaron. What a speaking that was. Well, let us be like that. Philistia, Rahab, Babylon, comes in, Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there. This man was born. And of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one was born in her, and the Most High shall. this one. Mm-hmm. Have you been born with that? Well, the thing it is, you know, you speak to men, spoke to two men in the nursery. One has since died. He said, I don't know what way I was looking at him. He said, why are you looking at me like that? I'm a Christian. I said, that's very good. But you tell me what a Christian is. Tell me what a Christian is. No reply. I said, a few simple words. You say you're a Christian. Tell me what it is. Then I said, well, I'll tell you. A Christian is a man who loves the Lord Jesus and what he said was of you. Joe reminded us once in the preaching of the many features of what Christians are. They can call themselves Christians because this is a Christian country. But what about Zion? He said this country is a Christian country with a heathen population. And there's a good measure of truth. But has God given up? You say he's going to China, he's going to Korea, he's going over the whole world. Has he forgotten about Britain and Europe? He hasn't. Divine grace and mercy is going out everywhere. What a time we're in. Gates of Zion. He loves the gates of Zion. Oh, beloved brethren, let us love. Let us love the gates of Zion. Came to Jerusalem and the area of the gates. And it says, David built from the middle and inward. Inward building is what is needed among the saints. Inward building. What is inward building? The formation of Christ in the soul. That's what they want to do. So he says, Jehovah will count when he inscribes the people. Think of God counting. People were numbered, you know. But when David started to number them, pride entered in. And maybe about 70 pride entered in. I don't say maybe, I think it did. Anyway, God is greater. And he loves his people so much that he hides pride from man. He hides it. So let us, I say, not only be humble, but keep humble. It's the way of blessing. To this man will I speak, one is contrite in heart. That's the way of it. This man was born there, Selah. Pause and consider. This man was born there. As well the singers as the dancers shall see, all my springs are in thee. What a lovely verse that is. All my springs. These springs are upward, you know. Upward springs. I know there's nether springs as well. But the upward springs is really praise to God. And that's the most important thing. And I say to you young men, it's a great thing to preach. But the greatest service is the service of God. And let us be in that, in life, by the Spirit of God. Well, I come, not going to be a long address, I come to Revelation 22. Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, and that they should go in by the gates to the city. Wash their robes. You might have thought that Paul would have told the Corinthians to stop drinking bread. They were in such a state. He might have said, hold it. But he doesn't. He brings in the truth right up to chapter 10 to correct them. And then he says, let a man examine himself, and thus let him eat. That's the way of it. What is examination? It's self-judgment. Do we need it? Of course we need it. Self-judgment. Let a man examine himself, and thus let him eat. What a servant Paul was he? What a servant he was. That they may have right to the tree of life in the midst. What does it say like that? It says it's something, it's in the midst of a paradise of God. That they may have right to the tree of life, and they should go in by the gates into the city. What is the tree of life? The tree of life is Jesus. That's the tree of life. And when sin came in, the garden was sword and a flaming sword to keep man not from taking the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They already done that. But to keep them from taking part in the tree of life, which was in the midst of the garden. What a mercy God entered into that. You think of man living eternally in sin. What a world that's bad enough to know. What would it be that God saw to it? He saw to it. He could find it. And man found no way. But through the death of Jesus, the way to the tree of life has been opened up afresh, and we enter by the gates of the city. But there is the washing of our robes. There is the sight of the washing of our robes. Something we need to do. But it's marvellous. It speaks about the city coming down. And there's 12 gates. That means there's easy access. Easy access into the city. And it says, each gate a pearl. Each gate a pearl. What does that mean? That these gates, as pearls, were made through the sufferings of Jesus. And we will never measure the sufferings of Christ. But we can enter into the glory. But let us consider more the sufferings of Christ. Let us consider the more. We come together tomorrow if the Lord tarry, and we break bread in the wilderness, and we have the cup, and the bread and the cup separate on the table, bringing to light immediately that death had to come in. But we've often been reminded that we do not remember a dead Christ, we remember one who's alive and more. Been unto death, and behold, he says, behold, I am alive forevermore. And when the Lord comes, all of us who are alive will be changed and be alive forevermore. And those who have gone on, and the myriads of those who have gone on, from Adam onwards, will be raised. When the Lord came out of death, he was raised from among the dead. But at the first resurrection, everybody that's covered by the blood of Christ will be raised. Power of Christ, voice of archangel, heard, dead in Christ shall rise first. As if there was a signal honour to those who've gone on before. Well, let us be entering the gate of the city. Let us enter now. What a city it is. Divine workmanship in absolute perfection. That's what it is. The measurements are given. The glory of it's given. No need of the sun or of the moon. None of it. Glory of divine love will lighten it itself. And we'll be there. And we'll be with Christ. And we'll part of the city. Well, these things are so wonderful. I would not like to miss out on any one of them. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify these things to you in the assemblies. In the assemblies.
John writing to the seven assemblies. And someone said, already I think today, he says, the Lord says everything he can good about them before he tells them where they're from God. Only divine love could do that. And is doing it. How would our assemblies measure up? Thank God you're seeking to walk in the light of these things. That's the only way the believer can walk now. It's in the light of these things. Publicly the whole thing is broken down. But where the Lord is, or where we seek to walk in the path of the Lord, Timothy tells us in the day of prayer, let him that names the name of the Lord will talk to me. A way through all the darkness and disrespect that is in the world, there's a way through, and it's through the grace of God giving us another opportunity in these days to seek to walk in the path of His Word. And I believe the saints are doing it, and I know they're doing it. Oh, beloved friend, let us take account of the way divine love has reached us and kept us and is keeping us till the Lord comes. So it is. I'm the root and the offspring of David. The glory of who he is, the root brings in his deity, and the offspring is mine. Glorious person he is, the bright and morning star. Spirit and the bride say, come. Is that happening? Someone said it could be over a period. Could be over a period. I've thought about that. And I don't know whether it's right. I think it could be. Spirit and the bride say, come. Then he adds a final appeal. A final appeal. And like him that hears, say, come. Hear. Gospel's going out over the whole universe. Let him that hears, say, come. Let him that is athirst, come. And he that will, let him take the waters of life again. The waters of life. John, in his gospel, the Lord constantly speaks of life. Well of water springing up to eternal life. A well of water. No stint. There has never been stint in divine giving. Let us realize the glory of the giver. And let us be able, more and more, and I say more and more, to be able by the Spirit to answer to the longings of Christ and the longings of the Father. Amen.